spring-like rain was falling across the lower parts of the Midwest this morning as temperatures continue to warm across the region. Temperatures at this hour were running mostly in the 30s across a big part of the region, but 40-degree temperatures were common from southern portions of Missouri into the southern and central parts of Ohio and southward. Even parts of Kentucky were reporting temperatures above 50 degrees this morning. Rain and drizzle were common across much of this warmer biased area, with a broad region of fog and mild conditions occurring to the north of it from Iowa into parts of Michigan. These areas were reporting temperatures in the 30s this morning, but a lot of dense fog out there, suggesting that air mass changes were taking place, and that's indeed what's going to continue to be the case for the next couple of days. Most of the Midwest will see good weather as we go forward through this next full week, but the lower parts of the region will be subjected to additional precipitation, and the ground is still saturated, in some cases still flooded from previous precipitation events that have impacted parts of the Ohio Basin and point southward. These areas will see additional precipitation as we go forward through the balance of this week. Today's moisture will disappear, for tomorrow should be a relatively dry day. It will turn right around and bring precipitation back across the region as we move into the end of this week. Probably Thursday will be the next wetter day across the lower parts of the Ohio River Basin. Some of that precipitation will linger Friday and finally end on Saturday. So again, the Ohio River Basin will likely see the majority of precipitation, and amounts will be great enough to keep the ground saturated and induce some areas of standing water. Flooding is not likely to be a huge problem, except for areas south of the Ohio River in Kentucky, parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and portions of the Delta. As we go through the balance of this weekend and into next week, we should see drier weather evolve across a large part of the region. And most of that drier bias condition will help to bring on a firmer topsoil eventually. There will be no more heavy rain across the lower parts of the Midwest, and temperatures should be allowed to get a lot warmer. And as it warms up, we'll likely see higher evaporation rates and eventually an improved soil condition. This will also be true for portions of the Delta in the southeastern states, where field work is already a little overdue, and spring planting of corn and other crops will likely resume as we get into next week across the region from the lower Mississippi Basin into portions of the southeastern states. The temperatures specifically for our region are going to be warmer biased for a while, but not as warm as areas off to the west. Hard red winter wheat country will see daily highs in the 60s and 70s. In fact, that kind of warmth will occur all the way northwestward into Montana. But for the Midwest, we'll see temperatures that are a little bit mixed. We'll see 40 and 50 degree highs this afternoon across a big part of the region, with some 60s likely in Nebraska, western Iowa, parts of Missouri, and eastern portions of Kansas. We'll expect the warmer air to stay mostly confined to western Corn Belt areas, but we'll see a continuation of 40 and 50 degree highs in the eastern Midwest. Every once in a while, a few lower 60s may occur in the southern parts of the region. Our lowest temperatures over these next few days will be no cooler than 20s and 30s across the north, and mostly 30s and 40s in southern areas. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see one or two 50-degree readings, again near the Ohio River endpoints southward. In South America, everything is status quo. Additional rain will occur in center west and center south Brazil, causing a little bit of delay in farming activity, and we'll likely see Argentina continuing its drying trend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.